بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We're discussing the hadith in regards to rights of the road and the marketplace. The riwayat in narration Abu Sa'id Khudri رضي الله تعالى عنه. وإن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned to Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم that abstain from sitting on the roads. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, Ya Rasulullah, there is no way out for us because this is where we sit and have our discussions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if we have no alternative but to sit there, then fulfill the right of the road. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, what is the right of the road, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, lowering the gaze, removing harmful objects, replying to a greeting, enjoining good and forbidding evil. But this was the hidayat and the guidance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So it's not an explicit command that do not sit on the road. It was guidance, therefore Sahaba ikram had no, it was not an objection. But it was to seek clarification on the guidance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that Ya Rasulullah, we sit on the road. This is where we discuss business, our dunya, our deen, and those things that are permissible and mubah. So there's no way out for us. Where else do we sit? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave guidance, like how a father gives guidance to his son, the learned driver. Tells him, be careful how you drive, don't speed, keep to the speed limit, take care of the car. So in the same way, Sahaba ikram asked for guidance, that how you drive this vehicle of life to Jannat comfortably with afiyat, and that we are in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave guidance that lowering the gaze, and we are using the road bisharti salama, with the condition that no one is harmed, that your iman is not harmed, nor do you harm somebody else. So lowering the gaze also, you should protect your iman, the eyes of your heart. And moreover, for those that are shopkeepers, professionals also in their working spaces, that if they have to be those women for whom is halal for them to marry, then they should lower their gazes and protect the iman. This is a command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that lower some of your gazes. This will be more chaste for you, that you remain pure, and it will be a protection for your private parts also. So lowering the gaze, here the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah has mentioned about a shopkeeper, a businessman, that was a jeweler. And that day a young girl entered the shop. And usually his habit was, if they asked for anything to have a look at, bangles, a chain, bracelet, then he would place it on the counter. But that day something came over him and he was enticed. Young girl came, very attractive, didn't lower his gaze. So he looked at her and she wanted some bangles to try on. So he took out the bangles and he told her, I'll put it on for you. So he took hold of her hand and he put on the bangles for her. It was explicitly haram to touch her, to look at her, to enjoy that moment also of haram, poison. When he returned home that night, he found the wife to be very perturbed, very disturbed. So he kept on asking her, what is the problem? She felt a bit ashamed. Then she told him that today something very strange overcame me. That we have a gardener working many years for us. But today some feeling came within me to go towards him. I had to fight off that feeling. I don't know how come it happened today. Then he understood the evil effect of what he did in the business place. There he broke the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the ripple effect on the family at home. The bad air that was coming from the business, bringing it back home, here it affected her heart, her iman also. But just lowering the gaze in the marketplace, we find because sometimes the men don't lower their gazes. So as Hakim Bakhtar Sahib Rahimullah would mention, whatever you will import into your heart, this is what you will export also. He imported haram lazzat and enjoyment, affected the wife at home, sometimes the children, sometimes the daughter. It's because what we are viewing, what we are doing, the mirror of the house. So lowering the gaze very important. Whether it be in the marketplace, be in the cell phone also. Shouldn't be that we import, we bring in the bad air from outside. And when it comes to our masturat also, as we mentioned yesterday, the women folk, their place is within the home. This is the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ Shouldn't be we as men also flaunt the beauty in public, take them out on the weekends. Now we have coffee shops, we call it coffee temples also, that you have to try the coffee there. Why we say temples? Because the words used also, that coffee was divine. Quran is divine. Sharia is divine, not the coffee. But the amount of the skill is being made right now to take out the human from the homes. Alhamdulillah, we have the coffee machines within the house also. There ulama say, if you want to eat out, then no problem. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكْ Let your house suffice you. Get a picnic basket, get a picnic mat also, just go in the backyard, we'll have coffee there, no problem. Don't need the hijab also, we are relaxed, there's no tension, no stress, but we kept the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if we have to, then we are the mirror of the house. We should lower our gazes for our women folk, our daughters. Sometimes we have to mention these things, my dear brothers. That even the young boys and girls that keep contact say the most difficult times of our life is when you go to the coffee shops and when you go for Umrah also. Difficult to mention these things, but a youngster came a few days ago. Right in Makkah Mukarramah. Say, Madina Munawwara, I was able to fight my passions. Came to Makkah Mukarramah, I couldn't fight it. 17, 18 year old boy. Say, finally I had to use my hand on myself also in Makkah Sharif. Gratify myself right near Baytullah. Allah protect the Ummah. But they also, that environment is not kept clean because of our sins. And worse than that, my dear brothers, he says, not because of the women, because of looking at the men. Couldn't control myself. Allah protect us. The eyes. So I couldn't control my eyes, just look at the physique of the men enticed me. So lowering the gazes, how we should be so careful when it comes just to our gaze, how much we are importing within our hearts. When the time of mawt will come, there was a mu'addin, it's mentioned in kitab, so 40 years gave the adhan, or 40 years. He would climb the minaret every day, that time no loudspeaker. He would climb the minaret, from there he would call out the adhan 5 times a day for 40 years. Before his mawt he fell ill. They took him to the hospital. He was in Sakarat. And his family members were around him. Then he tells them, bring the Quran Sharif. They were very happy, ecstatic. Final moments, they brought the Quran Sharif. He puts his hand on the Quran. And he says, I take the qasam upon this Quran. I die disbelieving in whatever is within this book. Allah save us. He died on kufr. I disbelieve what's in the Quran Sharif. They were shocked. 40 years azan calling out Tawheed Shahadatain. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come to success and he died without success. Finally, when they investigated, what happened? Why at that time of his life the Shahada could not come onto his tongue? When they investigated and they found whatever they had found, when he would climb the minaret to give the adhan, the neighboring homes around the masjid, there should be young girls that should be playing in the backyard, and climbing to the minaret, he would look at these young girls, abuse his eyes, calling out the adhan but looking at haram. So here ulama say that a person who has this evil bimari, spiritual illness, Allah will deprive him from kalima at the time of mawt. But therefore the right of the road, of the business, the marketplace, that we lower our gazes. And this has become pandemic, as you mentioned. Person is going, he's flying overseas, flying local also, he's checking in his bags, smiling at the woman behind the counter because he's overweight. What about the overweight on the scales on the day of Qiyam of his sins? Yeah, because he wants to put a break, so he'll chatter up, he'll smile at her, whether the bank teller, whether the air hostess, whether the air hostess also there, he's talking sweetly, with no fear, that is affecting my iman. Then brothers asked, how do we speak to them then? We can't be harsh and can't be rude to them. The ulama say also, that if you have to speak to a non-mahram woman, then do it in a way with one ear directed towards her, as if I can't hear one ear I can't hear, the other ear I can hear. How we speak to somebody when you can't hear? We turn our head. Gee, I didn't hear you. So speak to her with one ear. How many bags do you have? I have 4 bags. So she'll understand also you have some hearing problem. So you're looking to the right or you're looking to the left. And you're speaking, listening with one ear only. And with a smile also, no problem. Akhlaq of a Muslim, you don't want to be harsh and rude, but I have to protect my iman also. And if you really have to protect my iman, in an instance now, a woman is in front of me, then ulama say, take out the phone, even you have to fake a call, I got an important message. Yes, I'm listening to you, I just got to send this message, please. So in a way, a person can think of something, how to protect himself from these instances, where he can protect his iman. And then upon this, Allah will give halawati imani. Upon this, Allah Ta'ala will give the sweetness of iman. A person will taste it upon his tongue. When a person will continue practicing, protecting his eyes and his gaze, Allah will give him iman in his heart, then see how his salah will be. And here ulama say, when you will find that lazzat and sweetness of iman, Allah will give it to you in your salah. And how you will taste iman in your salah, they explain, is when you go into sajda, you don't want to come out. When I go into sajda, I don't want to come out. I'm enjoying it with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now the gaze of iman and the heart is upon the arsh of Allah. Now it's different. Now go for hajj, now go for umrah. And you won't see baytullah only, the house of Allah. I've come to visit Allah. I haven't come to visit the house, I've come to see Allah. And Allah will show you his tajalli, his nura ma'rifat, how you'll enjoy that umrah, that hajj. Allah ta'ala give us that level of iman, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.